We're here with the commissioner of the Mountain West Conference, Gloria Navarez. I would, if you could, just walk us through the whole process of figuring out North Dakota State, the next target for the Mountain West for football specifically. Was that mutual interest? Did you guys reach out to NDSU? How did all that kind of come to fruition?
Well, when our expansion started, when we, you know, five schools left the league, we were talking to quite a few folks. Mm-hmm. North Dakota State, several others were on the list. But at the time, there were just a lot of political headwinds against elevating FCS to FBS. So once we got to 8, which is the FBS minimum, and then we added a 9th in order to balance out our schedule, we took a deep breath and said, okay, now how do we get stronger? A strategic long-term decision about how do we continue to future-proof ourselves and elevate who we are. And that's when, you know, conversations with North Dakota State really got real.
Okay. And in mentioning, you know, getting stronger, I would imagine, I don't know what you are or aren't allowed to say, but the likes of, you know, Boise State and San Diego State, some of those bigger schools like that, was it important to find a team that had the elevated level of play like North Dakota State that has so many FCS championships and thinking that that could pair over?
That's a question I get a lot. And honestly, the history speaks for themselves. And I love the messaging that came out around this announcement about this wasn't a recent thing. This is decades long worth of investment, strategic planning, and build. And they're ready. You can see the data speaks for themselves, the facilities, the everything else. So we were just excited. But also, North Dakota State fits with us. When we landed here, we thought, God, this looks a lot like many of the towns we go to for our schools.
What was the reaction like from the fellow institutions within the league? I know New Mexico's Coach Eck, of course, from the FCS ranks up to FBS, had made a funny comment about, oh, I thought I was done playing in the Fargo Dome, and now he's back. But overall, what were those reactions that you got from the other league members?
All positive, with a little of that flavor about, well, I wouldn't play unless I had to, because they're that good, right? Mm-hmm. Which is, I think, the biggest compliment you can get from administrators and coaches.
When it comes to North Dakota State's now 2026 schedule, the non-conference specifically, how much of a, how tough has that been for you as the league to help out with that? How are you trying to pair those schedules, knowing that you're probably going to have to break up some of the bigger FBS schools with non-conference schedules?
Yeah. And by us, we're talking about John Sullivan, our football scheduling guy.
Okay.
He's here if you'd like to talk to him. But actually, we're still on track. We typically release our football schedule mid-February to late. And certainly, scheduling is never easy. And there's some iterations, but very close to finalization and feeling good. We're still going to be on track.
Well, that's awesome to hear. And this is more of a question, I think, for myself, because I'm super curious. The Mountain West running the traditional 8-game conference schedule with 10 league members. Is there potential for 9 games? Is there an issue with home and away kind of off? How does that work? Is there any chance to expand it in the future?
And that was a big piece of our strategic build as far as adding another school to future-proof ourselves should other leagues go to 9 games. Because it's, as much as it is about the number of league games you play, it's also how many non-conference games you're able to schedule. And so if other leagues are having more league games, less inventory for us to schedule a non-conference. So being able to flex either way is important.
That's terrific. And the last thing I have for you is just your first time now, I would imagine, in Fargo for February. There's no snow. It's
beautiful.
30 degrees today. This
time
is completely the opposite of what you're going to get most years. What was your first reaction to the Fargo Dome, the Shack, NDSU, and just kind of the new member of your league?
Yeah, no, it's amazing. We lucked out with the weather. I brought the heavy coat and the boots. But like I said before, when we got off the plane, we said, this feels a lot like our other institutions. We are the Mountain West, and this is it. This is us.